from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Iraq parliament collapses. Baghdad teetered on the edge of political chaos today. The city is in a state of emergency. Protesters are occupying parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have run away, and the military is on high alert. By this morning, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr continued to crowd the streets in front of the country's now empty parliament and gather in what is known as the Zone Celebration Square. Lawmakers fled Saturday after protesters stormed into the parliament. Some 60 lawmakers, mostly from the minority Kurdish and Sunni parties, flew out of the capital for Erbil and Sulaymaniyah in the northern autonomous Kurdish region. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months. Hassan Ali was among them. Hassan Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters are calling for change. In a televised speech Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. Russia said today that new talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo after the United States demanded that a truce elsewhere in Syria be extended to the embattled city. Lieutenant General Sergei Kurilenko, head of Moscow's coordination center in Syria, told Russian news agencies, "Currently, active negotiations are underway to establish a regime of silence in Aleppo province." Kurilenko also said that a freeze in fighting in eastern Ghouta, a suburb to the east of the capital, Damascus, had been extended by another 24 hours into Monday. Coming to you from Washington, this is VOA News.